feeling of pain.
Pain?
That sucks.
You don't know what pain is.
I thought you were exaggerating.
No, I can't do any
exaggeration here.
There's no need to exaggerate. I can't do anything.
All right.
Now, I don't mean in a generalized sense, although that's also true as well.
No, it's... all right, now it's okay. I'm a professional. I'm going to rise above it.
Don't let it rattle you, Rick Emerson.
I'm not. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a little personal moment here. Maybe I'll play a piece of music to... Oh, I guess I won't. Yeah, maybe you can play a piece of music while I finish my coffee. We ought to have some, some kind of moment of Zen music, like the popcorn bed for whenever... We use that popcorn bed for whenever somebody...
I don't have popcorn bed. I do have this.
I don't have it either. That's the music we use whenever we're going to let somebody reconsider whether they're going to make a bad joke or an off-color remark. Do we have some sort of Rick Emerson gathers? Thank you. I'm just going to take a moment. I just poured coffee on myself. That's good. Fantastic.
Best day ever.
Best day ever.
And, by the way, I switched your chair.
Okay.
If you're in the thinking chair.
Oh, you son of a
bitch. I can't run the board and be in the thinking chair.
Well, what, give him the thinking chair.
Okay. That's just mean.
Well, no, but I'm saying...
No, I mean, I already switched it. You have the thinking chair.
No, but I'm saying... Well, I guess that's not true. I was going to say, isn't his thing lower to the ground, but I guess it's not. I guess the counter's even all the way around.
Yes. This is the first time that's happened in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, with the old room.
I was going to say, force of habit. Tim is usually at some counter that's like 5 feet closer to sea level than all of us. So I've got the sinking chair. So I'm just going to have to either stand or I'm going to have to sit in the teeny other's Quizno stool.
I think they're all the sinking chair because I had instant karma. I traded your chair and then I sat in this one and it sank too.
Well, what? Have the chairs always been this way? Has there always been a defective chair or
maybe
this
we're
chair?
Just getting chunky.
Just becoming fat. It can no longer hold my mass.
What could be more American?
Okay. Well, then Delana's sitting in the sinking chair. I'm not sitting in this.
Screw that. Hold on a second. All right, there you go. Much as I regret that Delana won't be sitting in the teeny yachters / Joshua Jackson celebrity stool,
I can't sit in the sinking chair because that's beneath me.
Beneath me as a professional.
Give the sinking chair to Delana. Is Magni coming too?
Magni's coming here. Magna and Delani will bowl at Delani. Magna and Delana.
Magna and Delana.
Delana? I gotta finish my coffee here. Hold on. I just poured coffee on myself again. It's the second time. Two attempts at drinking my coffee, two successful pourings of the coffee onto my sweater. Don't look at me. Look away. If you look at me, I'll spill it a third time. Damn woman, keep your eyes off me. This is Gripping Radio. Listen, as Rick Emerson attempts to drink a cup of coffee on the air.
Try to pull himself together mentally.
Listen, as a grown man teeters on the knife edge of mental collapse.
You've been doing so well, too.
I'm fine.
You know, you had your session last night, didn't you?
Well, not really, but that's a whole different story. Hold on a second. I'm going to finish my cup of coffee, and then we'll get underway. See, the computer now, I'm looking at my computer screen, and it's doing that thing where it's operating without me. There's an engineer in some remote room, and he's going through all of the settings, and he's attempting to figure out why things aren't working, and he's trying to make things right. He's typing, okay, try it now. Try what? Now, try accessing the W drive? Is that what I don't even know that he can hear me. Here's what just happened. We're just gonna.
He was supposed to be listening.
No, can you just stop? Can you just turn off the music? Okay, we're gonna stop down for a second. Here's what happened. So I got here this morning, plenty of time. Got all my show prep done. Went through some of the exciting, exciting news that's out there in the world today. Made a cup of coffee, bright eyed, bushy tailed, awake, vim vigor, happy to be here, ready to come and provide whimsicality for the people. I walk into the studio and I hit the start, the login on my computer, and the whole computer just. If the computer could talk, it just would have made a whole, like, I don't want to sound. And then everything on the computer just imploded, which happens to Tim on an almost daily basis. So now I appreciate, Tim, the pain of using that machine over there, because my computer did exactly the same thing. So I went and I found, and of course, Troy, who's our IT guy in this building, God love him, he's a good guy, very good at what he does, but I'm not going to say he did it intentionally, but that same thing that happens to all IT guys, he was in his office all morning, which is right next to mine, my computer dies, I go upstairs, office empty, dark, he's just vanished, and so I had to track him down in one of the cubicles where he was busy, the salesperson had poured some maple syrup or something into their hard drive, and so now he's down, attempting to fix my computer, and we were at about
about 2 minutes before air, and of course it's today when I have all of these fantastic sound bites to play. I have the best Anna Nicole Smith sound bite since Do You Like My Body. Now, it's not even from her. It's from somebody else. You may have already heard this sound bite somewhere this morning. Our good friend Luke in Australia hooked me up with this. He pulled it off. The guys in Australia, they must get... I can never figure this out. Is Australia ahead of us or behind us? And what's the cutoff point?
Ahead of us.
It's Greenwich, right? That's the starting point. Is it Greenwich?
Then there's the international date line, which is on the other side.
So where is the... Who is the first country to get a new day?
I believe it would be Australia.
Are they the first ones, or are you just bluffing?
Well, they're the first substantial country. They left a little dots on the map out there. They call themselves countries, but Australia is a real country.
They're the first country that matters.
I mean, what other country has kangaroos? That puts them at the top of the list.
Just say it.
And wallabies. Dingoes.
The first country that anyone cares about.
Crocodiles.
In any event, so Luke was up catching one of the early morning news feeds, and he found a fantastic soundbite, chopped it up, sent it to me. I walk in about 2 minutes before the show, and I ask Troy, the IT guy, I say, hey, how's that computer coming together? Am I going to have that stuff for the show? Without even looking up, didn't even bat an eye. Didn't miss a beat. He just goes, I wouldn't count on it. And just and then he just leaves. So I'm going to, hold on.
Please feel free to come into the studio.
All right, I'm going to see, and now apparently my antivirus has been disabled. The computer just announced that to me. Well, that's good. Let's see. Oh, wait, I think I may have sound. Wait. I'm checking. I think I can access the folders. Uh-oh. Oh, there they are.
Sweet, glorious folders. All right, try.
Were you secretly hoping I wasn't going to be able to play any sound today?
Tim and I both were.
Why? Why would you root for something bad to happen to me? Why would you root for misfortune to fall upon
my
life?
It wasn't I.
Has Rick Emerson not had enough bad happen to him? Has Rick Emerson not suffered enough misfortune in his life?
Rick Emerson needs to stop talking about himself in the third person.
Must those around him root for his failure at every turn? All right.
Can you play anything?
No, well, yeah, I've got it right here. I can see it right now. It's ready. It's there. It's ready to go. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Can we start the program over?
Yeah.
It's probably where it's going to be best served. And I'm going to finish this cup of coffee without pouring it on myself.
All right. Hang on.
I'm just going to stand right here.
All right. Can you find the legal? Here we go.
All right.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area.
Wow.
Your daily show prep
best
begins
show
now.
Plushly appointed and not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. So creepy. Thank you for coming by, making a part of your listening day. It's, about 7 minutes and 14 seconds after the hour 11 in this, the month of February, the year of our Lord, 2007. Thank you for coming by, making a part of your listening day. We are here at our brand new studios on First Avenue, which are slowly but steadily achieving broadcast perfection. If you'd like to be part of today's program, it's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Okay, it does look as though everything's working. It does look as though everything is functioning properly. Fantastic. Best show ever. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had. Amity, as you know, means friendship. My name is Rick Emerson. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to engage with us electronically today in the fashion of so many ones and zeros, you can do that as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. 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 And by the way, according to... Is this from the Willamette? No, this is from the A&E. Apparently, you're going to be able to win up to $250,000 with TV legend Tim. Fill in this sentence. Win up to $250,000 at Chinook Winds with TV legend
Bob Eubank.
How do you know that? I was prepared for you to go through a whole cavalcade of people. How do you know that Bob Eubanks is going to be at Chinook Winds Casino?
Because I think it's because we're to Don Rickles, and he probably gave him a good recommendation.
Boy, and Bob Eubanks, the
The photo is taken from so far away, you can't even tell. I can't tell if it's an outdated press photo or not.
He brought the Beatles to the Hollywood Bowl.
Is that true?
He got a second mortgage on his house, yes.
Bob Eubanks?
Mm-hmm. He's the one that, he was one of the original boss jocks way back when.
That's not true. Really?
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, there you go. Well, I was going to make all cuts. I mean, he was going to be just, he was going to be made sport of.
Listen to the way he talks and tell me he doesn't sound like one of those mid-60s boss jocks.
No, that's true. No, I can hear that.
Radio voice from back then?
No, I guess I can see that. All right. Well, I was going to make fun of Bob Eubanks, but now that I know he is a brother in broadcasting, now I don't feel that I can do that.
To the Hollywood Bowl.
Now I feel I have to treat him with respect. He's a man to be treated with respect. Well, never mind. Okay. I won't even point out the fact that Bob Eubanks today is wearing the same outfit that I wore every single day when I was a junior in high school because I thought it was fashionable. It is a pair of blue jeans with a white T-shirt tucked in and then like a bad black sport coat over the top that I wore, I would guess, for probably 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months in a row. Because I once saw somebody in the cover of a Sweet Valley High book doing it. And therefore, I believe that it was what all the kids did.
That's not really so much the case.
All right. 503-733-2970. 503. This is funny. So I've got this program on my computer called a Cartomatic. And the Cartomatic is the same thing Tim has when it's working. And the Cartomatic is a piece of software that lets you queue up any number of segments, of short pieces of audio, or even longer pieces of audio. So they're just ready at the push of a button. So they're sorted on a series of hotkeys. This one, this Cartomatic that we have here in the studio, is connected to something called the Metro News Server. The Metro News Server is just what it sounds like. It is from Metro Networks. It is a computer server that is just filled with thousands and thousands of news sound bites. From today, from the last 24 hours of the news cycle. So whenever you hear somebody say, President Naeem and Ajad had this to say, and then you hear a soundbite playing, that is coming off something like the Cartomatic. So I've had trouble logging into the Cartomatic today. I just got it to load, and then for some reason, all five panels just filled it with nothing but abortion soundbites, which I will not be playing, by the way. It's just like abortion 5, abortion 6, just like all of these. I think it's because it's A, they're in alphabetical order. And so it just loaded up the first 60 cuts that it could find, and they're all about abortion. Because that's the key to a pick-me-up kind of program. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Here's what's going to be coming up today. And Sarah, you'll have to let me know on the time over there, because the one thing I don't have going over here is the AV time. So you have to let me know when it gets to be that point. I do have some fantastic Anna Nicole Smith sound. I don't know that it's the best ever, if only because we don't know what this insane judge in Florida is going to say tomorrow. But today, he said the best thing ever.
And I haven't looked for it because you told me you didn't want me to hear it.
Because you don't, because you want to hear it cold.
Okay.
You want to hear it unprompted. We'll play it kind of early on, because if for no other reason than Ed McCarthy is going to be joining us later on to talk about Anna Nicole Smith's preserved body. And I guess today, I guess right now, there's they're in court trying to figure out what to do with her and who's going to get her and who's not. And
are they doing the paternity thing today?
I don't know the answer to that. This story, and I know that they say this a lot on television news programs, and they just say it because they're jackholes with nothing else to say. But they say, this story is moving so quickly, events are changing by the minute. And that's not usually true. Usually they just, the events have not changed. They're regurgitating the same talking points on the late night show. You know, it's like Joe Scarborough comes on and just says the same crap that Chris Matthews was saying 5 hours earlier. This Anna Nicole Smith thing, though, literally with like every 10 or 15 minutes, there's something new happening. I think the court session is going on right now. So, anyway, then I got this fantastic Anna Nicole Smith sound that we're going to play. What else? James Brown, still not buried. We'll find out Lisa Goddard's thoughts on that. Robbie Williams is the craziest guy in all of Crazyonia. Let's see. Jim Roop will join us from Los Angeles today. Ed McCarthy will join us. I don't think, is he in Atlanta, or they actually got him in Florida today? No, he's in Atlanta. But he is talking about, because now there's three people not arguing over the baby. There's now three people arguing over her body. So we'll get to that. What else? Lisa Goddard will join us today. And then from Rockstar Supernova, and I know we've said like 50 times on this program, this is the last day we're ever talking about Rockstar Supernova. It seems especially surreal and absurd now because the show's been off the air for like 6 months and we all quit caring about it 6 months ago. Storm Large joined us in the studio yesterday, and she's going to be doing a show at Dante's 11 o'clock this coming Friday. You can find out more at stormlarge.com. But she had been, but the actual Rockstar Supernova show itself is tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
At Memorial Coliseum. And she said, well, do you want to have Magni and Delana in the studio? And it's like,
how can you say no to that?
I mean, really,
I'm kind of nervous, I have to say.
Because?
I don't know. I'm just nervous to meet them. I don't.
Who are you more nervous to meet? Is it Nalana because she's crazy?
Kind of.
You know,
she doesn't seem crazy.
She does seem crazy. And she's not, if she's listening, which she probably isn't, they've got them stashed out by that, I guess Storm didn't want us to stay.
Yeah, can you stop saying where they're staying?
I don't know where they're staying. I just know that I know a landmark that they are staying near.
It wouldn't be that hard to decipher if you keep saying the landmark over and over again.
I don't think I've ever said the landmark that they're staying by. Really? How many hotels could possibly be out there, I guess? Well, whatever. Who knows? They don't even have radios out there. In any event. So Storm's like, well, do you want to have Delana and Magni in the studio? I'm like, well, hell yeah. You know, come on. So Delana's going to be here later on. Magni's going to be here as well. Like, she, I get a crazy vibe off of, which I think everybody who watched the show got. And I don't think that's it. I don't mean any offense by saying that.
I mean, he's going to be all sexy-like with his accent.
Well, and maybe that's how she really is. Maybe that's how it was edited. Maybe it's like a little, maybe it's an effect she was putting on to try to stand out on the show. But I mean, we'll, you know, but I guess we'll find out. And then Magni's got that, I don't know, Magni's got a weird, he's got a weird kind of bald guy charisma going on. So anyway, so they'll be in the studio later. I think Storm will be here as well. So anyway, so that's all coming up. Well, nobody's signed to Tina Yather's celebrity chair, Scotty. That's the problem. Is there's no, we never had Tina Yather herself sign it. And I'm sitting in the Tina Yather celebrity chair today because the only other choice is to sit in the sinking chair. And sitting in the sinking chair is no way to retain control of the program because it's hard to take a man seriously who's like a foot off the floor. All right, it's 503-733-2970. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. What kind of bandages are you wearing today?
I'm wearing two Band-Aids.
Fantastic.
And my now, you know, when I hit my head, like, I think it strained my neck, and now today I can't move my head.
Yeah, fantastic. It's falling apart.
I'm sexy.
There's nothing sexier than a chick that can't move her head and is covered in the open wounds. And every time you tell the story, though, there's like some new injury. At first, it's just that you bruised your arm. Then it's that the bookcase toppled into you or something. Then it's that you hit your head on the floor.
No, there wasn't any toppling, I don't think.
You don't remember, though. That's the thing. You have only your... We're not calling him your boyfriend because I'm saying we're not calling him your boyfriend. You and Raul because he's
a companion.
The man that you are spending some social time with lately. Was this at his place?
Yes.
Was this at night or in the morning?
It was at night.
Okay. What did you fall in the morning when you woke up there?
What are you talking about?
That's my subtle interrogation tactic.
Yeah,
it is my
not working.
My silver-tongued oration.
No, that happened at night.
All right. Let's see. This is let's see if I have this sounder. See if I can. This will be the first test of the Rick Emerson audio system today. Wait. Well, that's fantastic. Well, we'll just bring on. Of course, it's on line two.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Yes, hello, George.
Yes, I'm wondering, and I'm sure everybody else is, are you going to play the Delana Sounders? And you have my full authorization to do so as far as mine is concerned.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Well?
That's mighty wide of you. Boy, I just don't know the answer to that.
Can you play anything? Line two.
This is Scotty, can we make a note to ourselves too? And everybody out there, I understand that line two, when I answered this phone over here, that it sounds really bizarre. So that is only this one line on the phone. All right, thank you, George. All right, let's test some audio and see if I can actually play audio at all before we answer that question. Wait, hold on.
All right,
there we go. Fantastic. Okay. So George and Scotty, let's just go ahead and keep line two held out. If we can keep line two busy, because the other phone lines sound fine. You just keep line two blocked so people can't use it, because it sounds all weird. The answer to that is, I don't know. And it's not really about Delana and Magni. It's not like I'm going to be a jerk for jerk's sake. But I'm never going to see them again. They're not even, you know what, and this is no disrespect to them, because you know they're doing a radio tour, and every city they go to, there's some idiot DJ that's talking to them. But, you know, they're going to be gone, and they won't remember me 5 minutes after they've left the show today. Delana will never remember who I am. She won't remember anything about this program by tomorrow. That's just the way it is. We are going to have to see Storm in the future, though. And so Storm and Delana have got this weird...
I don't know. They got this weird fought on the show, get along in real life thing going on. And if I, and if,
yeah, because they're buddies.
And if we're, that's the thing is, if we're mean to Delana, then Storm's gonna punch me, and then that's no way to.
Oh come on, and you don't really want to be mean to her.
I don't want to be mean. That's the thing is, I don't want to be mean anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to be mean.
I'm not saying I want to be mean, but I'm saying when he's asking if we're gonna play any of the Delana sounders that we made, it's. I mean, I think that might go badly. That's my only.
Yeah,
that's my only point.
Highlighting her nervous breakdown probably would be a real winner.
Only my nervous breakdowns can be highlighted on the radio program.
So how did your thing go last night?
We'll talk about it later. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for your edification.
It's every motorist's nightmare. A driver dies after hitting a logging truck.
Oh. Was this here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course it was here.
Yeah.
All right.
A woman ties up her lover and drinks his blood.
That is a hot story, by the way, if you've read that.
Mm-hmm. Trap-like animals with no air. Toilets and tempers overflow when passengers are kept aboard a stranded airliner for 11 hours.
Excellent.
Oh.
It's the best news day ever.
Those are like all my nightmare stories.
And
all
a judge issues the orders. Go swab some DNA from Anna Nicole Smith's rapidly decomposing corpse.
Go swab some DNA.
Oh.
Is that like go pound sand?
That's the new go put it where the sun doesn't shine.
Go swab some DNA. You know, DNA leaves streaks if you don't get rid of it right away.
It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. All right, so we've got all of that. And then I was going to make some observation about something or other. Well, it's gone now. All right. What time is it? Is it 22 or something?
It is 22.
All right. Well, let me take whoever this is, and we'll get everything else kind of ready. And by the way, I would like to warn everybody here in the studio to stay clear of this thing over here where you plug in your headphones, this headphone volume control over here, because I very nearly ripped a gigantic hole in the top of my new jeans, and I would have been very upset about that. It's enough that I've spilled coffee on myself 3 times in the last half an hour. So there was some. I knew that it was fate that I wore this black sweater today because I dumped coffee down my shirt 3 times. That's the only way that the interview with Delana could be more awkward. I'm just sitting there covered in my own morning beverages. Let's see. This is Jim. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. I called to talk about a couple of things, but your screener only got one of my points, and I'll discuss that first. He's right. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
He's right about...
You sound very serious. You sound like a man who means business. You sound like a man who has been compiling thoughts in his head all week and can't wait to share them all with me in some sort of chronological order.
Nah, just another lonely Valentine's Day. Anyway...
fantastic. Okay. Maybe less so for you.
You know, hate the man, but love the office. You know, you gotta love the presidency. And I'm a liberal Democrat and all that. You can't. Anyway, I didn't want to talk about that. I wanted to ask about my that song on the Grammys.
Is this? You know, we were open for business yesterday too.
I know, but I wasn't available. Sorry.
Tuesday. And Monday. All right.
Stop being
I'm sorry.
Mean, Rick.
I'm not. I'm just okay.
You are. You're lashing.
I'm not lashing out. All right. What are your thoughts on the Grammys, Jim?
Was that ever resolved about Smokey Robinson and the song?
Ah, no, that I care about. I no longer care about the Dixie Chicks, but I do care about whether Smokey Robinson sang that line about blah, blah, blah masturbating on the Grammys, which a lot of people mentioned to us, but nobody ever got me the audio of it.
Yeah, I think it was wiped out.
Well, it may be, because YouTube lately is coming to the where there's like Viacom and a bunch of the networks will go on to YouTube and demand that they take everything down. It was alleged by many people who watched it, you know, listeners who I would take seriously, that Smokey Robinson on the Grammys on Sunday sang something during Tracks of My Tears. He sang some line about masturbation, but no one ever... It seems inconceivable that would happen and nobody would have the audio of it. Because the audience is typically really good about getting the stuff like that. So, I don't know. Then, no, sir. That has not been resolved. This is turning out to be a good call after all. I'm sorry, Jim. I judged you too harshly. I thought you were calling to talk about the Dixie Chicks.
Okay, somebody out there T-Vote the Grammys. Get it up. Let's go, guys.
All right. What other random thoughts have you to share with the audience, Jim?
Well, I just really enjoy your show, and it gets me through the day, and God bless you.
You sound like you need a little pick-me-up, Jim.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, I don't have anything. I'm just saying. So how was your Valentine's Day? Did it go badly?
No, it was fine.
Or did you spend it alone, drinking?
Well, not alone, but I did give a piece of chocolate to every female I ran into, so that was good.
Yeah, that's, okay.
Not very exciting.
Ed McCarthy. We're going to end the call now. Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
All right, there you go.
Did you read the thing that our paychecks are delayed?
No.
Because of the planes from the East Coast.
Oh, really?
We don't get our paychecks today.
Well, what about
if you direct deposit,
you will.
I don't.
In your face, Sarah Dillon. All right.
Due to the winter storm, planes are delayed, resulting in our paychecks being held up.
Would you like to borrow some money?
That's not very nice.
All the direct depositors would be happy to lend you something.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juice starts at 12. I'm sorry. It's 503-7332. This whole segment has been nothing but random observations. This whole opening segment of the program. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email us, rick@rickemerson.com. All right, I don't have time to get to anything else here. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. Lisa Goddard around the corner. Later on, Storm Lodge will be in the studio. Delana and Magdy from Rockstar Supernova. We will have Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth, Jim Roop, Lisa Goddard, etc. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show. Back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. Later on, CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop, Ed McCarthy. Talk to Delana and Magdy from Rockstar Supernova who are here today and so forth. Do you see that thing in the machine in the kitchen? They've got chocolate Chex Mix.
I'm totally going to buy some.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know if it's good. I don't care. It's so easy to manipulate me into buying things. All you have to do is just take something that I know and love and create in a slightly different version. Like those Pringles that have the movie trivia question stamped on them. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be two things I don't even really like, but if you put them together in a new and interesting way, I will purchase it.
So they're chocolate covered checks?
I don't think that they're covered in chocolate. Because I'm an idiot American, all you have to do is take the bag and then put a new thing in one of those little Starburst balloons. And it said new chocolate, and that's all it said. And so, I mean, how can I pass it up? So there you go. So all the sodium you need today, and it'll make my ass gigantic. So I'm going to have to go buy those later on. We'll also get to this Robbie Williams thing, and we have the best Anna Nicole Smith soundbite you're going to hear all day long. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, from the Hill, CNN Radio correspondent to the stars, Lisa Goddard. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going fantastically. Let's get this out of the way first and foremost. James Brown, still dead?
I let you down. I don't know. I'll try and look while we're talking. I'm sorry. I need to put that on my front burner.
It's okay. I was actually just going to pass along to you that based upon our cursory investigations this morning, his body is in fact still moldering somewhere in his home in the South.
Well, there we go. Great.
There you go. So you can pass the...
Great for you.
I don't think you truly appreciate the greatness of James Brown still not having been buried. It's 52 days.
I just feel bad because I definitely have not been on top of it.
Well, that's... It's not really like it's...
Way too much.
It's not really like the story's moving all that fast. It's okay. I suspect...
It's really not.
I'm just saying I suspect that that story... Sarah's giving me a courtesy laugh. I'm just saying I think that story is... But here's the thing. All it takes is one media outlet to break that story, and then it becomes one of those quirky things like the astronaut in the diaper that everybody in the country immediately starts talking. I'm trying to start the snowball rolling, and it doesn't seem to be...
I think your vision of the World Series of Poker, little side bubble on CNN, number with the hours, perhaps.
Totally.
Percentage of body, I don't know, something. I think you're not alone. I think that others would, in fact, tune in.
That's what I'm saying. We now live in a time where you got to do... There's this phrase that they use a lot in radio called cutting through the static or cutting through the noise or punching through, which means that there's so much information out there. There's so many media outlets, so many sources of news.
Right.
You got to do whatever you can to try to get people to notice you, and I'm saying that Rick Emerson is not above a little shameless hucksterism and pandering, and I believe that CNN should also embrace said hucksterism, because that is the way to broadcasting success.
Making your leap to success on the bosom of James Brown? That basically it?
Yes, on the cotton-filled bosom of James Brown at this point.
Yes.
I'm sorry, that was too much. As one final note here before we talk about actual news, have you seen, and I suspect that you have, that hideous travesty of a program that Fox News is trying to peddle as their counterpoint to The Daily Show?
No, I haven't seen this.
It's the worst thing that's ever existed, ever, 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 anywhere, in any sphere of reality. It's called...
Wait, we used to have, like, Crossfire, is that what CNN had?
There was Crossfire.
It was terrible. Then we had some bad. There's been some bad. Tell me about that.
I don't care. You know what it is? CNN could have an hour-long program that was just like a static shot of a pair of fruit flies walking around the inside of a jar. And it would be, it's called the half-hour news hour, which I suppose is their attempt at wit. That's not even original because that's stolen from an MTV program called the half-hour comedy hour, which was on in the late 80s. It is Fox News' version of Jon Stewart's The Daily Show. The pilot for this show was leaked online, and it is cringe-inducingly bad. It has nothing to do with the political persuasion of it either. It's just not funny. The highlight of the show comes when they make note of the fact that Barack Obama's initials are B.O., which also stands for body odor. I swear to God it's true. If I had the audio, I would play it for you.
Internet hoax.
If I had the audio, I would play it for you. There's also probably the worst done laugh track I have ever heard in my life. And all the way through the laugh track, what they've done is they've taken the canned laughter and then they've got three or four real people sitting around a microphone to sort of spice it up and add some sort of texture to the canned laughter, including like a really obviously a corpulent middle-aged white guy who chuckles a lot through the entire show and says things like, "Isn't that the truth?" It's terrible. I'll send you the link. It's awful.
Okay. Well, you're sure this is not a hoax? This is really a pilot from Fox?
Well, I know. Here's what Rick Emerson knows. I know that Fox is getting ready to do this show. I know that Fox is getting ready to launch a half-an-hour show, which is their answer to The Daily Show or The Colbert Report, one of those things.
Right. And good luck to them on that.
It's not going to work because...
Good luck to anybody, yeah.
It's just not going to work because Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert are doing that as well as it could be done.
Exactly.
They are doing it as well as... You can't beat those guys at that game. The idea that they're somehow neat, and now I'm officially just opinionating here, or opining... but the idea that there needs to be a so-called conservative counterpoint to that is just ridiculous because The Daily Show isn't a liberal program in the first place. The Daily Show is much like the Rick Emerson Show, and they just take shots at whoever happens to be in front of the camera that day.
Right, exactly. Whoever walks into range.
I will not sully your ears with profanity because Rick Emerson respects you, but I will say that The Daily Show's ongoing name for the Democratic attempt to capture the presidency... I will just say this, that the first word of that is cluster.
Yes.
So it's not like they're really beholden to the Democratic Party anyway. It's awful. So it just seems to me like what they've done, Fox has just leaked this pilot onto the net to create some buzz, as it were. But of course, all the buzz they're creating is just the worst thing that's ever existed. So I'll find a link and I'll send it to you so you can revel. There is something about watching programming that is just spectacularly bad that is just gratifying for your soul in some really dark way. So,
all right, I'll look for it.
All right, it's all part of making your life a little bit better. Into actual real news, is it true that, what is it, George W. Bush wants how much the supplemental spending for the war? Is this 100 million or 100 billion?
100 billion with a B.
I don't...
100 billion, that's for this year.
I don't mean to sound... I don't mean to sound reflexively cynical, but how is it that he can need another $100 billion? How much have we spent on the war so far? Is there anyone to know?
It depends on what you count, but we're for Iraq and Afghanistan, we're easily over $400 billion.
How is it that we can spend $400 billion and yet we hear from these troops all the time that they don't have body armor? I mean, I know that seems like a small point, but it's not a small point. It just doesn't seem like they're really spending the money all that wisely right now.
Right. Now, on the body armor, the Pentagon says that they have now supplied body armor, that the body armor... problem is solved. Now, I don't know. I personally don't know that that's the case or not. But the Pentagon says that they have taken care of that problem and that the media sort of made more out of it. But of course, you know, I think it was Secretary Rumsfeld himself who was asked about that at a town hall meeting in Iraq with soldiers. One of the soldiers was the one who asked him about that. So, you know, that does bring up those questions. But I think the Pentagon would say that's why these requests are so large, is because they want to include everything that the troops need and that they are making sure to provide everything the troops ask for, the generals ask for, and that's why we're seeing these large requests. But, you know, the part of this is Washington right now, it baffles the mind, but honest to goodness, Rick, $1 billion it's like chump change now. It really does not mean all that much. If you see all the time, you'll see emails about, oh, we're going to start this program or that program for $1.2 billion. It'll be some small, it doesn't have to be military, it can be anything. And it doesn't, no one bats an eyelash.
Well, because we don't have we don't have the money anyway, right? We don't have the money, so it doesn't matter how over budget we go.
It goes on the credit card. But the Democrats are saying that any increase in spending this year, the money must be found somewhere else. That's why this $100 billion is so important, because when you ask for an emergency supplemental, it's outside of the rest of the budget process, so you don't have to follow any rules that have been put in place necessarily, like paying for it, finding the money somewhere. So that money, the $100 billion, could just be added to the deficit right then.
And so what is it? It seems to me like there's only two schools of thought here, really. There's that he's asking for $100 billion, assuming that they'll say no, and then he sort of accepts $50 billion, or... I mean, and maybe this is it. Maybe I view too many layers of conspiracy in all this, but it does seem, politically speaking, like what the administration ought to do, and I can't believe I'm actually giving this advice, what the administration ought to do, though, is ask for such a huge amount of money that the Democratic-controlled Congress has no choice but to say no, which then becomes a big, which becomes then a thing you can bludgeon the Democrats with when election time comes.
First of all, I'm on to you. I know that you're gunning for someone in this town to hire you so that you can wreak your maniacal madness on all of us.
I'm going to write that down. That's fantastic. Okay.
So then second of all, you know what? The deal is that it's going to be tough for Democrats to turn this down. It's going to be very tough for them. This is where we get into this Iraq debate, which has become even more complicated today. But Democrats, even as they're debating this non-binding resolution, clearly are getting ready for a bigger debate on this supplemental appropriations. They may cut down that money and say the reason we're cutting it is because we don't want to appropriate the money for the troop increase. We're not going to spend the money for that troop increase. Now, they can make that decision and they can cut the money, and then the president will say, well, I'm still sending those guys, but they're just not going to have all the equipment they need, so it's going to be a back and forth blame game, and it's going to be a real game of chicken to see how far the Democrats go. Now, meanwhile, this whole thing has gotten tangled up, and the Senate side is having real problems in ever getting to the Iraq debate at all, and now they've scheduled a vote for Saturday, sort of the Democrats trying to call the Republicans bluff, see if they force them to come the Saturday before this long week they're all supposed to have off. It's getting pretty dicey up here.
I really wish that I wanted to work in politics, because I do think, I hate to say this, but I do think that I'd be good at it, because I just don't care.
Yes, that frightens me, exactly.
I just have this sort of nihilistic apathy that I think is really required to get things done there. I just don't care enough. We have this, Rick. On a soundbite on your show a couple days ago, Tony Snow referred to the people of Iran as Iranis. Shouldn't that be Iranians? And shouldn't, this is a question for you, shouldn't he know better? Does Lisa know if Iranis is an accepted term, or is that Tony Snow making that up?
I think that's an observant listener there. I have never heard Iranis as a federal term. I mean, it's possible maybe, you know, I don't speak Farsi. Or there might be some language group that is an actual word in, but I don't know. And if I do a quick Google, it doesn't come up much. It only seems to be paired with the word Zoroastrian for some strange reason.
Zoroastrian, that's the faith. That's
Zoroastrian the, Iranis.
The Zoroastrian, that's the faith of Freddie Mercury from Queen, by the way, should anybody ever ask you.
He was. I don't know. I'll have to check into that as well. I had never heard that.
No, it's true. He was. His name was Frederick. Not Balthazar, but Balzara, and he was born into the Zoroastrian faith. That's a little bit of Queen trivia you can take with you.
It's true. Right on.
I don't know a whole lot about a whole lot, but I know about Freddie Mercury.
Wikipedia does say that Irani specifically refers to Iranian Zoroastrian. So. Maybe Tony Snow somehow separating them.
It just sounds a little, I don't know, when you start to say...
Maybe that's, who we're scared of, or who we like or not like, the Iranian Zoroastrians?
Well, I think that a more cynical person would say that they're using that because it has what linguists call assonance, which is it sounds very similar to Iraqis, but
no.
that would just be my observation. Somebody has info about this Fox show.
Great.
This is Marn. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I just was reading in the New Yorker that Joel Surnow, who's the executive producer of 24,
uh-huh.
is the one producing this new show. He's apparently a very right-wing guy.
I heard that too, actually. Have you seen, Marna, have you seen the pilot that's on?
No, I'm dying to see it, so I have to go online today and see
Somebody
it.
Somebody just sent me the link. He said, hey, here's that link for Lisa Goddard to the Fox show. Fox show. So maybe we'll play some audio.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
No, good.
I mean, even more doubt, because 24 is a great show. How could that guy go so wrong? I really question this link.
Let's see. Well, hold on. Let's see if we can bring this in. Now, this may go terribly wrong, but I'm going to try to bring this up right now as we go ever more overtime.
Loser, win-win.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get this. This is from our listener, Stephen, who has sent us this link. Now, let's see if this will play. This is a link that purports to show that excerpt that I was referring to, which is the where they're talking about Barack Obama's initials, which apparently is the height of comedy for the people on this radio program, and it doesn't look like it's going to load. So what I'll do is I will send you this link, and you can make the call for yourself whether you think it's real or not.
Well, I can just go down the hall. The Fox people are four doors down the hall. I'll just go around them.
Is that true?
Yeah, they're 1, 2, 3. Yeah, four doors.
How does that?
Small, you could just go and ask them.
How is it that we've talked to you this whole time and I've never known that? Why are you? Look, it's not like I'm offended, but it surprises me. How is it that you and the Fox people are in the same building?
Well, we're in the Capitol, the United States Capitol. That's where we work.
I guess I thought you had like a standalone. I mean, I know you're at the Capitol, but I thought there was sort of a standalone CNN office or something you were also at.
No, we're up. It's actually the attic of the Capitol, literally the attic. And there is a sort of an O-shaped area. Not many, most people who worked here for decades don't know we're up here. And around that O are all these little offices. Mine is 4 feet by 6 feet. The Fox people, since they're television, there's a little bigger, probably 6 feet by 12, maybe, 6 by 10.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Right down the hall. I've got Cox Radio is 2 doors down. I think Christian Radio is next door.
All this time, I guess I just sort of assumed that, I don't know, that you were sort of at the Capitol sort of in general, but not specifically. Wait, I think I do have this audio, okay, and I'm looking at the production value, too, and this is very clearly, this clearly is a legitimate pilot. I mean, the production value on this, and it's, by the way, and it's a clone of the Daily Show set. Let's see if I can bring this up. Sarah, is my computer up?
Okay.
We'll get this to play here.
Head out my door, see if anyone from Fox hears me. Hold on. You go ahead and play.
The Power News Hour with Kurt McNally and Jennifer Lang.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama admits that as a teenager, he sometimes used cocaine. This news sent Obama's approval rating among Democrats plummeting to an all-time low of 99.9%. But in a related story, Senator Obama has just been endorsed for president by former Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Now, according to the latest polls, only 8% of Americans are bothered by the fact that Obama's middle name is Hussein. However, almost two-thirds of voters were disappointed to learn that his nickname in college was Gassy.
Seem to know a lot about Barack Obama, Kurt. Where are you getting your information?
Well, Jennifer, from an exciting new publication I just found out about.
What new publication, Kurt?
I'm glad you asked.
God.
Why don't you let our announcer tell you all about it?
It's official. The American people have a crush on Illinois Senator Barack Obama. Some say he's going to be our next president. So how can you stay on the cutting edge of Barack Obama mania? By subscribing to B.O. Barack Obama.
All right, there we go.
Oh, that's bad.
All right.
Lisa?
All right, guys. So here's the skinny. Thanks, Trish.
She's gone.
I was listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. You got me? Hello, hello.
Okay, no, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure you hadn't been cut off. All right, go ahead.
I was listening, but I was talking to the Fox Capitol Hill producer.
Okay.
Right up there. She says, I haven't heard anything about this. I don't know what it is. It doesn't sound legit.
I'm looking at it right now, and if this is a hoax, it's the best hoax I've ever seen.
Wow. If this is
not real, and the laugh track is the most obnoxious, obvious thing I've ever heard.
Horrible.
It's horrible. I'll send you the link, though. It's at crooksandliars.com, if you're familiar with that site.
Okay, all right. Let's check it out. I better race there, because all your listeners are probably going there now.
All right. Well, I know that we've gone like 80 minutes overtime here, so we'll undoubtedly be speaking with you tomorrow, so we'll follow up with you on that, and I'll have Scotty send you the link regardless.
Okay, brilliant.
Thank you, Lisa Goddard. All right, there you go. Lisa Goddard from the Hill. There you go. Fantastic. I have no idea this whole time. She's four doors down from Fox.
How bad does that sound, by the way? Let's listen to that again.
Tell you all about it.
Oh, no.
It's official. The American people have a crush on Illinois Senator Barack Obama. Some say he's going to be our next president. So how can you stay on the cutting edge of Barack Obama mania? By subscribing to B.O., Barack Obama Magazine, celebrating the Barack Obama phenomenon. Each month, Barack Obama Magazine brings you in-depth profiles of Barack Obama, his family, members of his staff, and just random people who happen to be talking about him. Each issue of Barack Obama Magazine contains articles like A Life in Politics, My 18-Month Journey, Organize Your House and Your Senate.
It's the same laugh track every time.
It is, and that's the thing I've noticed. If you listen to it, it's the same canned laughter. And there are obviously a couple live people around a microphone in a post-production studio giggling again to add texture to it. So there you go.
They're and sweetening it.
That's exactly what they call it. Let's do the Scotty T. Hello, sir.
Yeah, I was listening to the show a while back when Sarah mentioned she was at Spallis when they were taping with us.
Can I get you to speak up just a little bit, sir?
Oh, yeah, sorry. A while back, Sarah mentioned she was at Sabala's when they were taping one of those Life Swap shows.
Yeah, that's this week, though, isn't it?
The promo is going to be on tomorrow night at 9 on Fox.
Awesome.
Tomorrow night, yeah, they did a Portland Wife Swap. Lara was telling me about that. It's going to play tomorrow, yeah.
Thank you.
It's going to be like a two-part thing, usually.
Do you know what time it starts?
9 o'clock, so set your TiVo.
And do we know the people?
Well, because Clyde and I were front row
Was that the people in the band when Clyde was hitting on that 9-year-old or whatever?
Girl,
yeah, the 16-year-old.
That was that night.
Was that her parents, or were they? Was that
was
just the same night?
No, that was... It was the same night, but I don't think the girl had anything to do with the band.
All right, but the Portland Wife Swap episode is airing tomorrow. All right, excellent. All right, thank you. That's Scotty T there. It calls himself. All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right, we should break here. We'll come back with Tim Riley in the Ministry of Truth. Later on, CNN radio correspondents Jim Roop, Ed McCarthy, and the best Anna Nicole Smith soundbite you've ever heard. The 1 o'clock hour, Storm Large, and Delana and Magni from Rockstar Supernova. You stay there. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show.